kick off the hour, some Red Sox talk. And to do that, we're joined on the phone by Tim Britton of the Providence Journal. Tim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. What's going on?
Well, we're following the Sox here, watching them go out and get nice leads and then not hold on to them with this pitching staff. I have to ask you, you did a little online chat today, you and Brian McPherson. What's the pulse of Red Sox Nation out there? Is there extreme worry yet about this rotation?
As usual, Rich, Red Sox Nation is calm and poised, and they understand it's just a small sample of 15 games into the season. No, it's people are upset. You know, nothing bothers a fan more than something that they think is going to be a problem, they're told won't be a problem, and then it's a problem, which is the starting rotation. You know, it's through three turns, so three starts for all five guys. They have the worst ERA of any team in baseball at 5.71, I think, as a starting group. And that's including a first turn through the rotation where everyone was really good. So the last two have been pretty bad. Everyone has had a start where they've given up at least five earned runs. Joe Kelly became the last to fall to that last night when he had that terrible sixth inning. So I think the issue is, you know, we've talked all spring and all for months, it seems, about how they didn't have an ace. The Red Sox were confident that, you know, you could win without an ace because you had five guys that could all pitch pretty well. And the problem is that none of those five guys have pitched pretty well to this point. And like I said, all five have had bad starts already. So that's, you know, they need those guys to be confident. You know, you can't have guys going out and giving up seven run first innings like Clay Buchholz did, or not surviving the third inning like Wade Miley did in the start, or giving up four run leads like Joe Kelly did last night. You know, your offense is really good, and you can outscore some teams, but you're going to need that rotation to win you some games and to keep you in all of them.
Yeah, no, we had heard, oh, it's a staff of number three starters. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe they were saying it's a staff of guys who will be good every third start.
Right. I mean, that's what it's been. Like, they haven't gotten through the sixth inning. I think it's once in the last six or seven starts they've had a guy finish sixth. I think that was Buchholz his last time out, which was a quality start. You know, they haven't had those kinds of quality starts. And, you know, people will tell you a quality start is like the easiest bar to reach. Six innings, three runs, the 4.5 ERA. When you've got an offense like the Red Sox have, if you're able to do that, you're going to win a lot more than you lose. So if they can start reaching that bar on a more consistent basis, then the team's going to be pretty good, but they haven't done it yet.
Yeah, you're right. That is a low bar because tonight's ace, Clay Buchholz, got credit for a quality start last time out, even though he gave up 11 hits.
Right, you know, he was hit around. And for Buchholz, there's been a lot of ground ball singles. You can say, you know, maybe that it's just bad luck to this point. Of course, that happened at the beginning of last year, too, to an extent. So I think he looked so good that first start, and there was so much reason to be encouraged by how he started the year and how he pitched in spring, that it'd be really nice from a Red Sox perspective if he can get back on the horse tonight and pitch well against a fairly depleted Rays lineup.
Yeah, I do think this pitching staff, the starting rotation, will be better, but the real concern is you're burning a lot of bullpen innings early in the season here.
Right, and that's the thing. When you don't consistently finish the six innings, that means you're handing over three-plus innings to your bullpen all the time. And this is a bullpen that, you know, Koji Uehara is 40 years old. You don't want to pitch him too much. Junichi Tozawa has pitched about as much as anyone in Major League Baseball the last two seasons, so you don't want to run him into the ground. And then beyond those two guys, you don't have a lot of reliability yet. You know, Craig Breslow's pitched fairly well. Anthony Varvaro's pitched fairly well. But there weren't a lot of Edward Mujica fans in our chat earlier today. And Alexi Ogando, who's the guy they had a lot of optimism about in spring training, maybe getting back to the form he had in Texas, he hasn't quite carried that over yet, even though he did get a big out on Tuesday night with the bases loaded. So they're kind of searching for that third late game option the way Breslow was in 2013. So they're not, so it isn't Tozawa and Uehara 8 and 9 every night, so they can have that kind of bridge to those more reliable guys.
You know, I'm watching highlights on the TV here in our studio, Tim, and I'm wondering why the Sox can't get a good young guy like this Mets ace here, Bartolo Colon.
You know, the good news for the Red Sox is that Colon, I do not believe he had an RBI this afternoon, which means him and Mike Napoli are still tied in the run-producing department.
Oh, that's great.
With two RBIs apiece. it's amazing that a guy at that age can just throw fastball after fastball and win games.
Well, and we don't even know what age he is, really, so that's what makes it even more incredible.
Right. I mean, what year was he on the Red Sox that he seemed washed up? I think that was like 2008 or something.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Tim Britton, Providence Journal, with us here on Downtown. So if this continues to be an issue for the Red Sox, Tim, where do they go first for help? Do they look to the minor leagues, or do they look to make a trade?
The trade market never really heats up until at least June. That's the earliest you're going to find something outside the organization. So I don't think that, like, since we talked about, since everyone's had a bad start and no one has had like three bad starts yet, you know, Wade Miley kind of bounced back his last time out. You know, if someone had gone out and had given up 15 earned runs through three starts, then you might be thinking already that it's time to start looking into alternate options there. They don't have that one guy that you say, okay, if we can replace him with someone stable, then we're set. So I think you need someone to kind of fall off the wagon even more so to start thinking about bringing up someone from the minors. But you have there Eddie Rodriguez, the guy they got for Andrew Miller last year. He's got a pretty high ceiling, is already on the 40-man roster and has looked good in Pawtucket. And then Brian Johnson, who I think it's 26 of his last 27 starts or something like that, dating back to last season, hasn't given up more than two earned runs, and looks poised enough to keep a major league game under control the way he did in spring training. But I think we're still a couple of weeks away from starting to think seriously about someone like that coming up to take a spot in the rotation.
Offense has been good at times, but a little bit inconsistent so far, and now Victorino out with a hamstring at least for maybe a day or so. It looks like Hanley Ramirez is not in the lineup tonight. Thank goodness for Brock Holt, right?
Right. I mean, that coming into the year, one of the things that the Red Sox really liked about their position players was their depth. And that was a guy like Holt who could fill in pretty much, you know, everywhere except pitcher or catcher. And we'll see on those positions. It's a long season. And then you have, even in the outfield, you know, Alan Craig hasn't hit the ball very well yet. But Daniel Nava has gotten off to a really nice start, especially when you compare it to what happened last April to Nava. So having that depth allows them, you know, Victorino hasn't played on a regular basis and he hasn't been particularly productive yet, but having Nava as a guy who can step in and hit against right-handed pitchers fairly well is a nice luxury. Having Holt to spell anyone on the infield, to play center field even on occasion, and a guy who, I don't know what his average is right now, but it was over 500 for a bit of a stretch at the beginning of the season. A guy who's hit pretty much every time he's been on the field is certainly another luxury that most teams don't have.
Now, it is a small sample size, obviously 15, 16 games in for most teams, but we're looking at the American League East, two games separating first to last in that division, and it just seems like one of those years when this division is not going to be the owner of a team that rolls up 97, 98 wins, but it may be more like a 91, 92 win season could be enough to take the division.
That is kind of what we thought coming into the year. You know, The days of the dominant Yankees Red Sox teams that are both going to win 95 plus are out the window, certainly. I think it's taken at least 95 to win that division for like the last 14 years, and I feel like I'd be surprised if a team got to that. The Orioles last year didn't strike me as a team that was going to win 96 games at any point in that season, and they got there. But you look at the division now, I mean, you look at that Rays lineup, and it's just hard to envision Tampa Bay being a really strong contender in the division for very long. The Yankees have played a lot better since the Red Sox were in the Bronx, although they were a team that didn't look great that weekend. We've seen, you know, the Orioles gave the Red Sox some trouble over Patriots Day weekend, splitting that four-gamer, and we'll see a bit more of them this weekend. Haven't seen the Blue Jays yet, but that offense has been about as good as advertised. So the division, it's flatter than it used to be. I feel like we say that every year, and it becomes truer every year, where it doesn't feel like a team is going to run away with it. And it doesn't feel like there's a particularly good team in there either.
All right, Tim, get your crystal ball out tonight. Clay Buchholz, how many innings?
Well, let's be optimistic. Let's give him six flat. finishes the sixth inning. I think given where the bullpen how much the bullpen has had to be used the last couple of days, that John Farrell will probably extend Buchholz maybe a little more than he would otherwise. So I'll say he gets through the sixth against a lineup that he should be able to pitch well against in a stadium that I think he's had some success in.
Confidence is high. Tim Britton of the Providence Journal talking Red Sox with us. Thanks as always, Tim. We'll catch up with you soon. Enjoy the game tonight.
Oh, anytime, Rich. You too.
It is about 60.